Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Bago pa man nagsimulang dumami ang mga Pilipinong lumipat o nanirahan sa Australia, mayroon ng mga Pilipinong naglakbay sa hilagang bahagi ng bansa upang maghanap buhay at naging bahagi ng kasaysayan nito mula pa noong 1800s. Kaya't nang dumating sa Australia noong 2010 bilang scholar, ninais ni Dr. Hill Tabucanon na alamin kung sino ang mga Pilipinong nauna sa kanya. Ngunit sa kanyang paghahanap, napansin niyang kakaunti lamang ang mga nailathalang impormasyon tungkol sa kanilang kasaysayan.
The Manila men came before the Federation, before the Australian Federation. And when I say Australian Federation, there was a law called the White Australia Policy. And the White Australia Policy, which started around 1901 until 1973, it was abolished 1973, practically limited the migration opportunities for non-whites. So there was a gap between the Manila men period, that was before that policy, and the abolition of the policy after 1973. That's one of the reasons why we don't hear so much, because of that long gap. There was a discontinuity. But the records are there.
Dahil dito, nagsimula siyang magsaliksik sa mga lumang record at dokumento upang mabuo ang kwento ng mga Pilipinong migrante at kanilang mga naging ambag.
I came here to Australia on scholarship. I received a scholarship at Macquarie. And I feel like when I came here, I have no roots. I don't know anything about Australia when I came here. I know more about the U.S. than Australia through Hollywood movies. But I don't know nothing about Australia except through Crocodile Dundee. When I came here in 2010, I got curious how Filipinos came over here. That's where I stumbled into these stories. And since I was at Macquarie, I did some research on the early Filipinos based on the records at Macquarie University.
Ayon kay Dr. Tabucanon, na ngayon isang akademiko at abogado mula sa Macquarie University, nagsimulang makarating ang mas maraming Pilipino sa Australia kasunod ng pagtatapos ng Manila-Acapulco Galleon Trade noong 1815. Maraming bihasang Pilipinong mandaragat ang nawalan noon ng trabaho, kaya't sumama sila sa mga barkong Amerikano at Europeo. Dagdag niya, mula sa Singapore na noon ay sentro ng pandaigdigang kalakalan sa dagat, na-recruit sila upang magtrabaho bilang mga pearl divers sa hilagang Australia.
Filipinos have been traditionally seafarers since the galleon trade between Manila and Acapulco in the 16th century, which ended in 1815 during the outbreak of the Mexican War for Independence. So in 1815, we have trained Filipino seamen, jumblers from the galleon trade, and they were hired by American, European sailboats. And Singapore was the hub of shipping in the 1800s. And there was a Singapore, Brisbane, Sydney shipping route passing by Thursday Island. That was where the Filipino seafarers were recruited, in Singapore.
Ipinaliwanag din niya nang ipatupad ang Pearl Fisheries Regulation Act noong 1871 na nagbawal sa mga aboriginal na kababaihan na sumisid sa malalim na parte ng dagat para sa perlas, kaya't mas lumaki ang pangangailangan para sa mga bihasang diver mula sa ibang bansa, kabilang na ang mga Pilipino. Hindi naging madali ang buhay ng mga unang Pilipinong ito ayon kay Dr. Tabucanon. Gumamit sila ng mga lumang diving equipment na kulang sa mga makabagong safety feature. Marami ang nalunod, inatake ng pating o nasawi dahil sa mga sirang kagamitan. Sa kabila nito, ipinagpatuloy nila ang kanilang hanap buhay.
Now, little did the Filipinos know that their coming over here was replete with danger in the real sense, because the diving suit was just recently invented. And Filipinos, being Filipinos, are ready to try anything. Migration itself forces the migrants to face the threats. Jobs are dirty, difficult, and dangerous.
Binigyang pugay din ni Dr. Tabucanon ang ilang Pilipinong nag-iwan ng malalaking pamana sa Australia. Isa na dito si Heriberto Zarcal, isang alahero mula sa Maynila na naging isa sa pinakamatagumpay na negosyante ng perlas sa Thursday Island. Ipinangalan niya ang kanyang mga pearl lugger sa mga bayaning Pilipino at tinawag na No Limit ang Here ang kanyang tindahan ng alahas bilang pagpupugay sa kanyang pinagmulan.
Heriberto Zarcal, one of the those I mentioned, became not just one of the richest men in Northern Australia at that time, but one of the richest men in Australia because of his jewelry business. He was buying and selling not just pearls, but other gemstones. He used that experience as a jeweler in the Philippines to become a super jeweler in Australia.
Ikinuwento rin niya ang buhay ni Thomas Puertolano mula sa Marinduque. Naging pearl diver si Puertolano sa Broome at pinakasalan si Agnes Gwilwil Bryan, anak ng isang Aboriginal at puting Australiano. Nagturo din siya ng rondalya, tumulong sa pagtatag ng Manila Club, nagpatayo ng mga simbahan at naging isang iginagalang na leader ng komunidad. Hanggang ngayon, nakapangalan sa kanya ang isang kalye sa Broome.
As a matter of fact, many of these Filipinos did not go back to the Philippines. An example is Thomas Puertolano. He married an Aboriginal woman. And he's not the only one. Many Filipinos married locals. And many of the Torres Strait Islanders have actually Filipino genes and blood in their... That's why if you go to the cemeteries in Thursday Island and Broome, there are so many with, I mean, bearing Filipino names. And you will also see descendants, third generation, fourth generation descendants of the Manila men in Broome and on Thursday Island.
Ayon kay Dr. Tabucanon, ipinapakita ng mga kwentong ito na ang migrasyon ay hindi lamang paghahanap ng mas magandang buhay. Isa rin itong kwento ng pagpapanatili ng sariling pagkakakilanlan habang nagiging bahagi ng bagong tahanan.
It's very important because the early Filipino migrants are migrants and their stories are also our stories. And they have proven they came here as pearl divers, but many of them did not remain pearl divers. Many of them became merchants. Many of them became businessmen. Many of them established business. And they actually owned buildings. One of the buildings, there are many buildings owned by Filipinos. Even a hotel was owned by a Filipino who used to be a pearl diver. So the lesson here for migrants is we come here as ordinary, rank and file migrant, but we don't stay there. Water seeks its own level. If you have talent, Australia gives it back to you threefold, as the poem says by Dorothea Mackellar in My Country.
Bukod sa kanyang mga pagtuklas, mababasa din sa aklat na Reimagining Australia, Voices of Indigenous Australians of Filipino Descent na sinulat ni Deborah Wall at Christy Chu, na nagdodokumento sa buhay ng mga inapo ng Manila men sa Broome at Torres Strait. Ngunit bukod sa mga naging ambag sa kasaysayan ng Australia, ayon sa kanya, may isa pang mahalagang bahagi ng kanilang kasaysayan ang madalas makalimutan, ang naging ambag nila sa Rebolusyong Pilipino.
There are records where Aguinaldo, President Aguinaldo, actually solicited funds for the revolution from Heriberto Zarcal.
Dagdag pa niya, maging ang pondong ginamit sa pagbili ng printing press ng Rebolusyonaryong Pahayagan ay nagmula rin sa ipon ng mga Pilipinong pearl divers sa Australia.
Other Filipinos like Candido Iban and Francisco del Castillo work as pearl divers, and once they save enough money, they went back to Aklan and became leaders of Katipunan. Candido Iban, when he worked as a pearl diver and went back to the Philippines, became the chief of the Katipunan in Aklan, and he was one of the 19 martyrs in Aklan. He was martyred by the Spaniards. So there is actually a very, very close connection between Philippines and Australia, even during the times of the revolution.
Sa kasalukuyan, mahigit 400,000 katao na may dugong Pilipino ang naninirahan sa Australia, dahilan upang maging isa ang komunidad ng mga Pinoy sa pinakamalaki at pinakamabilis na lumalaking migranteng komunidad sa bansa. Kaya't para kay Dr. Tabucanon, mahalagang alalahanin ang ating pinagmulan upang mas maunawaan ang ating pagkakakilanlan at ang mahalagang ambag ng mga Pilipino sa kasaysayan ng Australia at ng Pilipinas.
You cannot appreciate what you don't know. So one way to do that is to look back into history. The deeper you go, the deeper you look back into history, the more rooted you will be. I feel that as Filipinos, we should not belittle ourselves. We should not look at ourselves as people with little or no talent, because we are actually very talented, as the pearl divers has shown to us earlier. Being a migrant, we should not be made to choose between Philippines and Australia. Philippines is always in the heart. Australia is also in the heart. So we go where we are most needed. We go where we are most wanted. We go where our talents will sprout, whether Australia or the Philippines.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.